Well, two of the big hitters in the market, BT and Carphone Warehouse, report their results in just under an hour's time. And to tell us how they're doing, we're joined by Eddie Murphy, who's an analyst with the Communications Research Network. He's in our Cambridge studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg.
Let's start with BT and BT Vision, which is their television service, so to speak. Are they attracting the customers?
Well, it's early days yet as far as BT Vision is concerned, so we have to watch those numbers and see how they report in the results later on.
What about job cuts? We hear that BT is going to cut swathes of middle management. Is it under a lot of pressure to cut costs at the moment?
I think it is under pressure to cut costs. It's not enjoying as easy a time as it has over the last few years, because the growth in broadband has started to slow down as the market saturates.
So BT is not getting it all its own way on broadband?
No, it's very stiff competition, and the market is starting to slow down, and those two things are conspiring to make things a little bit more tough for the organisation.
Of course, it was Carphone Warehouse that started this with its slightly controversial offer of free broadband forever. Are they too feeling the competition from elsewhere?
Well, I think they have two effects to worry about. One is the fact that The market is slowing down, but also they've had extraordinary success, and on the other side of that, they've had extraordinary difficulties in delivering on the number of customers that have subscribed to their service. So it'll be interesting to see how they have dealt with that and how much it's cost them to deal with it.
And they're putting the Apple iPhone on sale tomorrow, aren't they, Carphone Warehouse? Is that going to be a big boost for them?
Well, that looks like it might be a bit of a boost for any organisation that can sell it.
Eddie Murphy from the Communications Research Network, thank you for that.